The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Let's do it.
Another holiday.
Well, we're back. The Menace to Decent Society.
Right, we're back in studio. It's been 3 weeks since we've actually been in the building here. We've been having our remote broadcasts in Des Moines at the Iowa State Fair and also last week Hampton Beach. It's good to be back. I'm Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus.
And in studio we have Judith Ritter. We'll be hearing from her a little later on. And waiting for us in the control room, we actually have my mother in stereo. They're my mother and her sister, identical twin, are visiting me in town this weekend for the Summer Dance Festival I took part in yesterday, so that was an awful lot of fun.
Yeah, you're looking like you're having a good time. Actually, when you see the two of them together, you need a program, a name tag. Don't tell one from the other.
Yep. They often wear the same clothes, my mother and her sister, but...
Not at the same time.
No, not the physical same clothes. Okay. Same style or
Thank
color,
you.
Yes. But, no, that would be an interesting fee. I think Siamese twins do that, and anyway... So we have a lot of fun. We're back in studio. They've changed the place a lot. They got cameras and lights in here now. It kind of looks like we can make our own e-show around here. Oh, my goodness.
We can appear on Videotron and keep people up at night with nightmares, look like, in person.
This gives me ideas and new ways to torture poor Chad.
Yes.
He's away, isn't he?
He's down in Atlanta. At the Atlanta Motor Speedway racing this weekend. So we'll be seeing him next Saturday when he returns with whatever stories from the road.
We have our famous Hand Touched by the Hands of Chad t-shirt here, so we got to submit that with all the entrance to the... I want to be Miss Chad Kennemy contest, so...
Yes, if you have, the reasoning as to behind that whole contest, if you want to meet the one and only Chad Kennemy, write in and let us know why you want to be touched by the hands of Chad in 100 words or less, box 1672, Place Bonaventure, Montreal, H5A, 1H7, and you could be a lucky winner.
I can just imagine. But you know something? I thought of something really especially cruel that we might do to poor Chad. We might actually find out what place he hangs out, you know, his favorite bar or tavern or whatever it is, and actually schedule with them a little promotional event where we have Chad himself making an appearance, signing autographs.
Great promotional opportunity as the fall season gets underway, I guess.
Ah, poor Chad. Anyway, we're glad that he's a member of our team. He's going to be back next week. I don't know if this is the last of the racing season that he's doing, or is he still gone for every other week?
I think just until around after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
Until after Labor Day. We're back from Des Moines, and I think when we talked about restaurants in Des Moines, we hadn't tried them all by the time we did our report, so visited a couple there. Just wanted to touch base on Cracker Barrel. If you're traveling in the southern states, it's a chain named number one by the American Bus Association as the place where their members, clients, like to stop to eat, and it's a country store atmosphere, paneled wood, but like an old barn inside, but great, great food, great breakfast. I know Vic Phillips always stops there when he's traveling to the southern states for the pecan pancakes and a side order of grits with maple syrup. not my kind of meal, but they had the egg platter and great omelet. They'll make it to order. And
yeah, they don't really advertise
it. They don't advertise it, because otherwise if that whole busload came in and all wanted them, well, it would maybe take around 3 hours to get them all out. But if you want something special, if it's a derivative of what they have on the menu, they'll be glad to make it for you. Cracker Barrel can be highly recommended. They have a map that you can pick up at one of their locations, shows you where to find them as you travel through their part of the country.
One of the things I liked about Cracker Barrel and also the Machine Shed when we were out in Des Moines was the fact that not only do they have the restaurant, but as you walk in, there's a gift shop and you can buy some really interesting trinkets and stuff.
It's not just a souvenir shop, but things that you can actually use, recipe books, ingredients to make your own version of the dishes you've sampled in the restaurant. Yes, the Iowa Machine Shed, very popular right outside the Living History Farms at the Comfort Inn Hotel in West Des Moines. And it's even 2, 3 in the afternoon, it was busy. Great pork is one of the big specialties at the Iowa Machine Shed, and if you're a pork lover, huge portion, and for lunch, it's more than enough. You can't finish it. I thought, oh, I'm hungry. I'm going to eat at 2 or 3 in the afternoon. I couldn't finish. The helpings were so big and so good, and they bring side orders, coleslaw, and cottage cheese, and beans. You order them big family-style portions, and they'll replenish them as often as you want as you sample the home-baked breads and pastries.
Well, I had an appetizer for my meal because I knew the portions were so big. Didn't finish it either, but they had something called burnt ends, which really is just chopped up pieces of pork and beef. When they're making their cuts for their other meat, these are the little cuts and the pieces that are left over, and they cook them up, and boy, are they ever delicious, and diet legal, too, so.
Yes, I sampled that. It was a very tasty start to the meal, and if you're like barbecue, one of the places in Des Moines for barbecue, Famous Dave's, where we had lunch, barbecue sandwich. That's a big thing in the Des Moines area is barbecue in the Midwest.
Just don't call him Super Dave. You'll get a rather bizarre reaction.
Right. You don't know. You don't go there, and you don't meet John Viner in the restaurant.
or the Bigot family.
Right. Well, there might be some in the restaurant, but they don't wear name tags.
Some of them might, but that's beside the point. And we also have now behind the console today Lance in the Pants.
A multi-talented man.
He has got a rock group, Surge Engine, and he brought in a CD finally. We've been telling him to do this all summer long and wanted to play a little clip, about 20 seconds. Lance, why don't you tell us a little bit about your band and a little bit about this song before you let us unleash this clip?
All right, we got, well, I'm Lance, and I'm playing bass, and I got Mino, he does the guitar, and he sings as well, I sing too,
uh-huh.
And we got Bob on the drums.
And Bob on the drums. Well, what was this song about?
This song is just about, it's written by Mino.
Yeah.
He wrote it, I don't know, like last November or something. It's just about, I don't know, just not taking life too seriously and being cool. It's his song, so I sort of have
Mino,
to interpret.
Mino, right? Is this a guy that if you talk about him in a singular form, you call him Amino?
No, actually, it's Mino, but it ends with an S.
Yeah, yeah. unleash the clip, Lance.
Let it roll.
Release the hounds.
Release the hounds.
Lean back and listen.
When are you guys gonna sing, Lance? Five, four. 3, 2, 1. Come on, sing. This is the signature clip? I like the tune, Lance, but I mean... Another time? Now they're singing.
Wow,
okay. Well, which song? This was your third one, right? The third one on that CD or the first one?
That's the second one.
That's the second one. He says the signature one was the third one. Anyway, Lance, at least... keep the musical talents going. We'll probably air some more clips later on, but make it the signature riff. I mean, nobody wants to hear like a 4-minute lead in and all that razzmatazz. So.
Well, you can't blow all your cookies at once.
You have something to look forward to.
We know someone who often does, but that's
right.
That is not a subject for this particular time. At any rate,
another time, another place.
getting
around to other times and other places.
Yeah.
Yes, you can get around the whole province of Quebec, and coming soon, Ottawa and Toronto, at prices 50% less than other airlines. Air Montreal is just-in-time travel. You start saving by departing from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval. No airport improvement fee to pay. Free parking. Departures to basic business destinations throughout the province. Quebec City, Val-d'Or, Rouen, Baie-Comeau, Sept-Îles, many more. Just one number. For Air Montreal, 612111. You call that number, no advance purchase. You can go today, come back today, no minimum stay, no maximum stay. It's just-in-time travel from Air Montreal.
And following the break, we have Judith Ritter talking to us. Are you going to talk about Malaysia, or are you going to talk about Singapore first?
Let's start off with Malaysia, because...
You're on.
Oh, yeah, you're on. Okay. Yeah, I hear you.
Let's start off talking about Malaysia, because I think a lot of people are interested in that because of the Commonwealth Games. We're all going to be seeing that on television.
Awesome.
Lots of sights in Malaysia.
So. Okay, following the break.
Looking forward to it.
Lance, roll the break.
Travel world will continue. Another holiday.
Hunting your debt.
D-I-Q-C, Montreal.
They say the best things in life are free, and I couldn't agree more. Hi, my name is Peter Goldberg, owner of Bouclair, and I want to give all of you a free McCall's pattern. That's right, a free McCall's pattern when you shop Bouclair. Today and tomorrow only, shop Bouclair and get your free McCall's pattern. I already have mine. Details in store.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Lanjo Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Lanjos with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Lanjo's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Lanjo's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Like to make a comment about the programming on AM 600? If it's something about the morning drive with Duff or any of our other programming, remember, you can call our listener line 24 hours a day. You can also email your comments or questions. We're at www.ciqc.com.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
It's colossal, and it's at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep, naturally. It's Point Claire Chrysler's Colossal Demo Sale. With more than 40 super colossal demo deals to choose from, 0% financing available or rebates up to $3,000. Choose anything from a 98 Neon Highline 4-door automatic at $13,006 to a 98 Grand Voyager LE with loads of extras at $29,400. Head for Point Claire Chrysler Jeep, 335 Brunswick facing Fairview, and make the most of their Colossal Demo Sale. Why pay more elsewhere?
Actually, on the line right now, Maureen. Maureen, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, thanks.
So who gives the best massage in Montreal?
Chad, the engineer.
Tee off with the AM 600 Air Sponge Club Golf Tour Tuesday, September 15th at Atlantique Golf Club in Il Perro. The $67 package includes green fee, electric cart, a delicious three-course dinner, a sleeve of DDH balls, tax and service. Register now. Call 334-GOLF. The AM 600 Air Sponge Club Golf Tour teeing off at Atlantique with Golf USA, Subway, and SportFest. Over $40,000 in prizes to be won, plus the grand prize golf getaway to Virginia Beach, courtesy of Voyage Par Promotion. Official Club Golf Tour van provided by Jean Plymouth Chrysler.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
CIQC.
The rain in Montreal. Well, it's a nice rainy day here in Montreal, and I say nice because it gives us a chance to feed the plants, a nice break from all that sunshine, even though we're probably not going to see any of it during the winter time. But
well, just to lean back and relax. Sometimes you just need those restful moments.
Well, it's Will and Backus and Stephen Pickford here on Travel World, back for segment number two.
And we've got Judith Ritter with us.
Hi, gang. Hi.
Well, welcome to our new East
back in
news,
North America. Here.
Back in North America, yeah. And you're back from both Malaysia and Singapore. We'll start with Malaysia first. And I mean, people think it's so far away, and they don't really have a big clue as to what is going on there. It's sort of one of those places they've heard of, but they don't really know where exactly it is in relation to the rest of Asia.
You know, it's a funny thing because we probably don't think about Malaysia very much, except now the Commonwealth Games are coming up, and as of September 11th, we're just going to be, you know, blasted with images of Malaysia. Malaysia is in the South China Sea in the Straits of Malacca, and it's really hot. We think we've had some hot weather here. Right?
It's just steamy.
Hot and humid?
Yeah,
or
you
just
step
hot?
Hot and humid. You know, parts of Malaysia, which I'll tell you about, it's 95% humidity. But it's a wonderful tropical feeling. You know, when you get off the plane and step out in that, and then there are these flash rainstorms, and it dries up like that. Amazing. So the games, which we'll be looking at, it take place in Kuala Lumpur. And what a name, huh? Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah.
Say that.
Just when you
Kuala
say
Lumpur.
It, Yeah. Kuala Lumpur.
But actually, conjures up all these images. Yes. And I was there some years ago and when it was that kind of more romantic, exotic Asian city, but this new Asia thing, you know, the big boom in Asia, which we're now seeing, you know, decline a little bit. Kuala Lumpur got built up incredibly. So when you get off the plane and you get into the city, what you see is this, for example, there's this Petronas Twin Towers. This is the tallest building in the world, 88 floors each tower, and then this skywalk between the two towers. Every taxi driver tells you, you have to see this shopping center, you have to see this office building. So you think you're in this incredibly modern place.
How are the taxi drivers out there? I mean, are they...
Great, everybody wants to talk.
Everyone has a story.
Everybody's got a story.
No, but I mean, you go into Russia, they say don't take the taxi, Derek, because a lot of them are crooks.
Oh, no, they're not crooks. Oh, yeah, Kuala Lumpur is a safe city.
Okay.
But what you see when you get there is you see the economic crisis freeze-framed because there are all these cranes that have just stopped. And they're hanging in the sky, and huge holes in the ground where office buildings were being built, and so on. But this is part of the, you know, the challenge of the economy. Everybody there is incredibly optimistic. In the newspaper, you pick up the newspaper in the morning, they give prizes for the person who's invented something to start a new business in spite of this. So huge potential and huge optimism there. And they've gone, imagine this, they've gone all out for the games, and then all of a sudden they're challenged by this crisis. So they built this national sports complex, and you're going to see this on television in a week and a half, 2 weeks. 196 acres and a games village that covers 40 acres. And most interestingly, they built it planning ahead. They're going to use it all for housing. There are these high-rise towers and then low-rise condominiums built into the mountains. All kinds of food stalls, all wonderful Asian food.
It's a snacking paradise, I guess.
Well, Malaysia and Singapore are snackers' paradises.
Oh.
And one of the highlights of Kuala Lumpur is Chinatown. And we say Chinatown, we don't even have an image of what...
You think of a Chinatown around, you know, a North American version of a Chinatown.
Right.
That's right. You go into Chinatown and there are jewelers and goldsmiths and basket makers, everything outdoors, pet birds and outdoor food. And outdoor food is maybe somebody just brought a grill out and they got a basket of fresh fish in there, cooking it up on the grill. And everything that happens changes at night. There's a night market, and the night market is where you can find knockoffs of everything. You know, we walk downtown on St. Catherine Street or anywhere in North America, and you're paying so much money for DKNY. There's DKNY T-shirts for $2, and these are genuine knockoff watches. You know, you can buy any brand at all. CDs, $2 a piece, and while I was there, they were trying to crack down on this, but... Authentic CDs you walk through.
Which currency? It's
the ringgit.
The ringgit?
It's the ringgit. And that's not bad for us because $2 Canadian will get you, that's when I said $2. $2 Canadian will get you a brand new CD. Savage Garden, our own Celine Dion. Really amazing. It's probably the only place we can go now.
Where the prices are not expensive. I mean, I just checked, for example, some sample hotel rates. Called up Utel International, which is an international hotel representation service. Three-star hotels running equivalent of around $50. So for a major city... good pricing.
So if you can get to Kuala Lumpur, if you can get there for the games or afterwards, you know, we do have a shot at it. Our currency is equal to the currency in Malaysia. And wonderful temples there. There's a beautiful Hindu temple. It was built in 1873. It's kind of shaped like a triangle with the top cut off. No flat surface. Everything are sculptures coming off the front of it, brightly colored painted sculptures of gods and goddesses. No flat surfaces at all, and there are always events going on there, so that's very, very colorful. And of course, Islam is the official religion in Malaysia, so anybody who's interested in that at all, you can learn a lot. But atmospherically, you wake up in the morning in your hotel and you hear the call to prayer across the whole city. Quite
a different experience.
Really a different experience, just being there, not even having to spend any money. And there's an amazing hotel there. It's really one of a kind in the world. It's called the Karakosa Seri Negara, and it's high on a hill, and it was the former residence of the British governor. So if you can picture this columned white buildings with winding stairs and marble floors and chandeliers, and now they rent 13 rooms only, and you can live the colonial life there. This is huge stretch of lawn in the front, guess what game you can play on that lawn? Mm-hmm. Croquet.
Croquet on the
lawn. Of course. So you really have that experience of the old world of colonial times. Queen Elizabeth was the first guest who ever stayed at that hotel. And I'll break this news. It actually hadn't been made official, but apparently Queen Elizabeth will be staying at that hotel for the Commonwealth Games.
Wow.
The Emperor of Japan stayed there. And you could stay there. It's not that inaccessible. And another interesting hotel, kind of standard for, you know, a upscale traveler, the Dorset Regency and the Crown Princess. These are hotels that you might find anywhere in Asia, the world, very, very conveniently located. The Dorset Regency is located in an area called the Golden Triangle. And, of course, a taxi driver, when we were going there, was telling me, this is the best location because... Can you find something exotic? No, you can go to the shopping centers. These
and
wonderful
shopping centers nearby.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. And the Crown Princess has a fabulous upscale Indian restaurant. Just something, you know, that you would experience probably in the upper class of Delhi or something like that.
There, you were telling me about during your travels, you also found out about bits of some spice trade when you went down there?
Yeah, you know, this is how this whole part of Asia really developed, because of the spice trade. There's a city called Malacca, and this has an incredible, isn't that wonderful name?
Another exotic sounding name.
That's right, Malacca, and a wonderful Portuguese history. All the countries, Malacca, first of all, I want to say, in my imagination, lingers there. In the 15th century, there was an Indian founder who made Chinese alliances, and it was the only deep port at the time. In all the trade routes to India, to China, to Europe, joined there. So in the 15th century, you'd have a harbor full of Chinese junks and strange sailing ships from around the world. They were carrying spices and silks and gemstones and gold and tin. And then later on, when the British came, it was carrying opium, of course.
That was the big trade for them.
Yeah.
But all that gemstone and spice history is so romantic. So you go to Malacca, and one of the great things you can do is you can take a river tour on the Malacca River. And there you see Indonesian boats that have come in, still as they came in the old days. These are powered by small motors, and it's taken the Indonesians maybe 8 hours to get there, and they're unloading teak wood and all kinds of things, charcoal, big burlap bags of charcoal, and you can watch that. And you get this this fabulous feeling of the old trade. You feel like you've just stepped back in history a little bit.
Sounds like an awful lot of fun. Judith, we got about a minute left here for Malaysia, but you're telling me a bit about Penang, the island city?
Penang is really nothing short of exotic. It was a British outpost, and wonderful food stalls there. I stopped and had little spicy fresh fish for breakfast. The Equatorial Hotel is fabulous. It's a calm oasis. It's out of the town of Penang, up on a hill. And you can, after you have a hot and steamy day in the markets of Penang, you can go in the hotel, have a fresh lime soda, and there's a hillside pool. And it feels really like you're at a British colonial hill station.
Oh, a whole different era.
All in all, we'll wrap up Malaysia when we're following the break. And sounds like all in all a wonderful place to go.
One of those
and
interesting places.
Too.
Affordable.
And it's coming up on 11:30 now here at CIQC. It's time to think about lunchtime. And when you think about lunch, you think about...
Pizza Donini. Just one number to remember, 383-6000. There are 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Just that one number to remember for real great Montreal-style pizza and a whole lot more. Oven fresh, piping hot at your door, 30 minutes or less, 383-6000. Call now at 11:30. It'll be at your door at 12 noon. Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Lance, roll the break.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQC, Montreal.
They say the best things in life are free, and I couldn't agree more. Hi, my name is Peter Goldberg, owner of Bouclair, and I want to give all of you a free McCall's pattern. That's right, a free McCall's pattern when you shop Bouclair. Today and tomorrow only, shop Bouclair and get your free McCall's pattern. I already have mine. Details in store.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Hi, this is Andy Pellett.
And Bill Spark.
For the best entertainment information in Montreal, listen to Friday Night on CIQC. A full hour of info about Montreal's best places to eat and the latest music and comedy. It's all about Montreal, so listen Fridays from 11 to midnight on AM 600 CIQC.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Jump into the Hippodrome action.
Come and see the prestigious Coupe des Éleveurs at Hippodrome de Montréal on Sunday, September 13th.
The ambiance makes the difference.
See the best live racing September 25th to 27th with Le Prix d'Automne, La Coupe de l'Avenir and the Prix du Québec.
L'Hippodrome de Montréal.
And it's Hippodrome Network.
Racing, dining, winning. We'll play show, three pictures all in one.
Helen.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, very well.
So who gives the best massage in the field?
Without a doubt, it's Chad the engineer.
Absolutely.
And I won't say how I know.
The benefits belong to you when you shop now at Princess Furniture. Their inventory clear-out sale includes over $2 million worth of fine furniture that must be sold. Discounts up to 50% or more on floor samples. Beautiful choices for bedroom, living room, dining room, and all kinds of accessories. That's what's waiting for you at Princess Furniture. Remember, they've collected the finest from Italy, the U.S., and Canada. And now, the finest costs less during the inventory clear-out sale at Princess Furniture. 2635 Belanger East near St. Michel. Corner of 2nd Avenue.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC.
We're back with segment number three of Travel World. It's Willem Back as Stephen Pickford in the studio. We were talking about Malaysia and coming up Singapore with Judith Ritter.
Yeah, sounds like some interesting places.
Oh, Malaysia has so many different stories in it, and I think probably the most exciting and where I would immediately go back to if I could is to Borneo. Now, I say Borneo, and people say Borneo, Malaysia, is that the same thing? Borneo, the island of Borneo, is divided up. It's part Malaysia, part Brunei. The Sultan of Brunei is there, and it's part Indonesia. And so you can fly over from Kuala Lumpur to Kuching in Borneo, and there you can go into the jungle. And I mean, what we call bush, it really is nothing compared to this. I'll just give you an example. There are over 150 kinds of snakes in Borneo.
Hey.
Half of those are poisonous, and the nice ones just strangle you. Okay?
Oh, there's a good
1,500 kinds of parasites. The biggest flower in the world is there, and who lives there? Tribes people. And so I went to visit the Iban people.
Okay.
And the Iban people were known as, they were headhunters. Up until the 60s, they were still headhunting. I don't know what goes on now. I went to visit them. I drove 4 hours out of Kuching, through a narrow road, winding along with jungle on both sides, down a river, got into this narrow boat, went down a river, it's like Joseph Conrad or something with the trees hanging over the river, got up, climbed up this slippery hillside, a longhouse, tribal people who use blowguns to kill their prey. Mm. in the jungle. They live off the jungle for entertainment. They have cockfights. They drink this really intense drink called Tuwak. It's rice wine. They want to dance with their guests. They're very, very hospitable. And you sleep under mosquito netting if you stay there. That's the hotel there. That's the hotel there.
Yes.
And the other high point, of course, of Borneo, a lot of people have heard about the Orangutan Rehabilitation Center.
Something that you and I have been recommended to be checking into.
You mean you want to go back into the wilds? I thought you hadn't left.
Knuckle draggers.
What they do is they a lot of people take baby orangutans for pets, and then they can't handle them. They're too big.
They grow up. They're cute when they're small, but they do grow up, and they're very strong
animals.
They
weigh tons, really.
We first saw one in Milwaukee when Stephen and I went there, and Stephen has a little funny story about me and the orangutan test.
Yes, well, there's an exhibit at the Milwaukee Zoo where you can test your strength. Are you as strong as an orangutan? Well, Willem tried that exhibit, and he had, three-quarters of the strength of an orangutan.
Yes.
So
the orangutans are really strong. So there they are. They take them back as adults, and they teach them how to live in the wild. So I'm walking up this jungle path on a swinging little wooden bridge, and all of a sudden I hear one of the rehab people yelling, Lila, Lila, and coming swinging out of the jungle. I couldn't believe it. Then landing on the ground, running right by me with a baby or two hanging off her chest, is this huge Lila, the orangutan, who is pretty well living in the wild, but still comes back for some food once in a while. So here are some of the highlights
of a juvenile delinquent orangutan.
Right? Oh, I could tell you about Mike, who actually, Mike the orangutan ripped off. Somebody got too close to Mike, who they were trying to rehabilitate. He ripped off a German tourist T-shirt. So it's all very exciting.
Like Mike
there,
Marino.
Really. So Malaysia has just, is really worth the visit. There's so many things to see. And part of Malaysia at one time was Singapore. Singapore is now a city-state. And so if you go to Malaysia, of course... Malaysia has just, is really worth the visit. There's so many things to see. And part of Malaysia at one time was Singapore. Singapore is now a city-state. And so if you go to Malaysia, of course you go to Singapore. Singapore is right at the tip of that peninsula, and it's 1 degree above the equator. Very, very interesting. When we talk about Singapore, people always think, oh, the government's so strict, you can't chew gum, and you can't chew gum in Singapore.
You can't chew gum in Singapore?
No, you can't chew
gum.
Why?
Not allowed to bring it in the country either.
It's messy.
What?
It's messy. That's why. Nothing messy really is allowed in Singapore. It's totally clean. You don't litter in Singapore. You certainly don't take any drugs or do anything illegal.
On penalty of bunga bunga.
On penalty of death. And they make that perfectly clear in signs, all through the metro and so forth. So what does this produce? You know, we have a kind of hesitation about that. Oh, it's too strict. Da-da. What it means is you have a vibrant, lively city, lots of things happening. You can go out all night. You can stay out all night. Nobody's going to mug you. Nobody's going to...
People scared to death to pull out a pack of Juicy Fruit.
Well, no, these are people who are having a great time at karaoke clubs, at cafes, dancing. But the interesting thing is when you cross the border
from
Malaysia... Little
free dent dealers on the corner.
Oh. You don't want to do that.
You won't be allowed to
sit down for a month. It's an easy move from Malaysia to Singapore. You can go by train, you can go by car, you can fly. Everything is very modern in Singapore, or at least that's what we hear. So some people say, oh, why go to Singapore? It's kind of boring. It's just all modern high-rises. Well, it's stunningly beautiful high-rises and shopping centers. But there is a little countryside. I visited a frog farm where they raise frogs for consumption. It's very popular there. And there's a wonderful night safari at the Singapore Zoo. It's the only night safari in the world. You get in a little car, and you go through this recreated jungle at night, and you see real lions and real tigers and real rhinoceroses. It's quite it's very controlled, like everything in Singapore, but quite fun to see.
Did the lion sleep tonight?
Yes, you get that whole experience of the nocturnal habits of the animals.
That's
you go to a zoo normally, and you just see them in their cages. You don't see how they really live in the wild.
It's really a brilliant idea, and as I said, it's the only one in the world. And you really get to check out three cultures. Somebody said Singapore is Asia for beginners.
For beginners?
For beginners, because you can experienced Chinese culture, Malay culture, Indian culture. All those people were the settlers and the founders of Singapore. So, for example, the Chinese culture, you can go see a calligrapher. And one of the amazing things, you can go to a medicine hall. The U Yansang Medicine Hall was built in 1879. You go in these dark orange doors. It's Chinese medicine. You can have a consultation, and you look around, and there are wooden cases with drawers you open up with bird's nest for energy and ground deer antler and dried sea cucumber and ground seahorse. And there are also Chinese herbal restaurants for your health. You can go to Chinese opera there. The Malay culture, there's a Malay market, and you see women all covered up as they're all Islamic, and they're all covered up in the market, and the men wearing sort of white skull caps and long robes, and the market old dried jasmine and rose leaf and piles of fresh lime. And of course, the Indian culture, and you can see fire walking if you go at the right time.
Fire walking, that's where they lay down the coals, kind of like what Anthony Robbins used to do in Hawaii with his seminars. You mean they lay out the coals and you walk in the hot coals?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you can see that. And there are great hotels there. Of course, the greatest hotel in Singapore is Raffles. And everybody knows about that. Somerset Maugham wrote great novels there. And that's from the days when Singapore was naughty. I stayed at the...
Naughty?
Naughty. It
tell
was.
Us about the naughty Singapore.
I might if you invite me back. I will tell
you. Well, that can be arranged. maybe we can invite you back with the hands of Chad.
I stayed at the Conrad. And I think Westerners aren't used to this kind of opulence. Huge marble staircase, gold leaf spiral ceiling. Ooh. This is really for Middle Easterners and Japanese traveling. Wonderful touches at the Conrad, a yellow rubber ducky in your bathtub and a teddy bear on your bed.
Yes,
and I also stayed at the Grand Hyatt. And again, this is hugely luxurious, marble and the gold, sweeping lobby, elegant, but still kind of cozy, lower ceilings, beautiful designed guest rooms.
Right, people I thought Chad would prefer a bunny in this room.
Right, different type, but people just aren't used to that type of luxury, and these are really the same chains that people would have
right.
in North America. Conrad is really the international division of Hilton
right.
USA.
But the expectation of Asian travelers, and I think Middle Eastern travelers, is a different scale. A smaller hotel, and very interesting, is the Goodwood Park. That's a colonial hotel. It was an old colonial building. You can go there for high tea. And, you know, you have this old British high tea, so it's really, really incredible. To get there, you know, Air Canada takes you right to our end of the Pacific Rim, and to get to Malaysia, it's the Malaysian Airlines. You hop on and stay on for 22 hours. You hop
22
on.
22-hour trip.
Shave during the trip, and you brush your teeth, you sleep, you eat 100 times. And, of course, Singapore Airlines with the 16 movies going on at one time in every video game. You are on.
Ooh, neat.
For a long time, and you can get to those airlines, as I said, everybody knows that, with Air Canada here to Vancouver. So, you know, the flight is really, everybody knows if you're going to Asia, you're on for
a You're on
duration.
For a long time, but they
you
try
meet
to
a
meet
a lot of people.
They meet people, but it's also an enjoyable experience because they, other than, you know, compared to domestic flights, there is good food service and there's the entertainment.
Soggy sandwich on a paper plate.
Yeah, and I guess there's a new deal and going to Singapore. Several Singapore tour companies put together something and you can contact your travel agent and find out about this Singapore swing instead of Singapore sling to get to Singapore. And, of course, from there you get off to Malaysia.
Right, and just head up and combine the two, because airfares, I mean, if you're just looking for airfare only October, I mean, it's not expensive. You think flying to Asia is expensive, but you can do it for around $1,400, $1,500.
Which is not too bad.
Not too bad.
We see here multiple thousands.
Used to, you can pay, when you consider that you pay over almost $700 tax included to fly to Toronto, going to Asia for around $1,400.
Right, and you go to Asia and you completely come back with a new perspective. You change your worlds when you go there. It's really, you get a lot of bang for your buck.
Right.
Even for your loonie.
That's why Steve goes to Bangkok, but that's beside the point. But
another story another day.
But speaking of, all in all, to sum it up, your favorite part of Malaysia and Singapore?
Well, that's hard to say. I think I'd have to say Borneo is the most exciting thing. And staying in the jungle overnight with these tribes people under the mosquito netting, and of course it's a little scary, but you never see anything like that. It's really for the adventurer. And Singapore, really, Singapore is great for business, but if you look through the little corners and here and there, there's wonderful markets and a vibrant three cultures, the Malay, the Chinese, and the Indian. And that's why I said it's called Asia for beginners.
Right, you have the whole combination of all the cultural experiences.
What about for chickens like Stephen?
For chickens, well, there are tours into the jungle. Actually, you get an Iban guide and you go just for the day. They take you home to sleep at the Equatorial Hotel or something.
And they teach you Ibanics.
Right.
Actually, they have a Holiday Inn in Kuching, hiking on Borneo, and they can get take you in the jungle for the day. You'll only see one or two green vipers, Stephen, and then they'll get out. Stay at the Holiday Inn.
Then you stay at the Holiday Inn.
The only viper I want to see near me is the car.
Right. I think I'll look at the pictures of the snakes and wish everyone else a happy
experience. Judith, thank you for appearing on Travel World with us. It was really fun having you. I hope to discuss more of your trips and
interesting experiences, interesting destinations.
Time for the break at 11:45. Lance, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on a rocking me, baby.
Go choose some vapor blades.
Keep on a rocking me, baby.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters.
Keep on a rocking me, baby.
CIQC Montreal.
Sports fans, stay abreast of the weekend action right here on AM 600 during Sports Saturday from 5 o'clock until Expo's broadcast time. Mark Shalhoub here, and I'll take you through sports updates, previews, interviews, and talk, plus the Formula One Weekly Report, brought to you by Rosa's Jewelry, Saint Laurent, Corner Pine Avenue, Bill Edwards, Cheers, Downtown, Mackay Below St. Catherine, Biblionet, The Virtual Office, and more on Sherbrooke at Claremont and restaurant Il Campari Central, De La Montagne above Reina Levesque. Sports Saturday with Mark Shalhoub, 5 p.m. until Expo's baseball on AM 600.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Hi, I'm Ira Gladstone, Mr. Fix-It. At Mr. Fix-It, our factory-trained electronic technicians are experienced in the repair of microwaves, answering machines, cordless phones, TVs, and VCRs. There may not be a need to replace a piece of equipment that has lasted for years. Your older VCR was built to last. Give it a chance. Let Mr. Fix-It check it out at 4652 DeCarry, between Queen Mary and Coast St. Luke Road. Mr. Fix-It, 484-8332. That's 484-8332.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 636-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
I'm Gord Logan. If there's something you'd like to say about Viewpoint or any of our programming on AM 600, you can call our listeners' line, 767-5568. You can also email your comments or questions, www.ciqc.com.
Excuse me, sir.
What?
Coffee, tea, chemotherapy?
No, thanks. Maybe later. Hi, I'm a smoker, and while most airlines are turning away my business, I'm glad there's a new alternative for people like me.
In the event your cigarettes go out, a plastic mask will drop down, dispensing exhaust fumes directly from our engines. Strap it around your face and inhale normally.
That's good. So listen, if you like to smoke and you gotta fly, go with the airline that's like an ashtray in the sky.
We put the tar in tarmac. We put a heart in your heart and hands. It's no joke.
Your local cardiologist for details.
Hi, this is Andy Pellet.
And Bill Spark.
For the best entertainment information in Montreal, listen to Friday Night on CIQC. A full hour of info about Montreal's best places to eat and the latest music and comedy. It's all about Montreal, so listen Fridays from 11 to midnight on AM 600 CIQC.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Travel World, CIQC, with going back to Stephen Pickford. Judith Ryder has left the building.
The Metro Media Broadcasting Center.
No, she's still in, huh? She's back.
Oh, in and out.
There we go. She has forgotten something, and that is her bag. Very nice bag, Judith. She's not saying a word. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so that was Singapore and Malaysia.
Singapore and Malaysia. And as I was saying, people think, it is a long flight. For example, when I went to Hong Kong, Hong Kong was 13 and a half hours nonstop out of Vancouver. But you're forever eating. I mean, I must have had two hot meals, three snacks, and you have the movies, and you have the magazines, and you have now these interactive video game systems and the multiple movie channels on board the flight. So it can be an interesting experience. It's flying the way, you know, still flying in that route is probably the only route still left in the world where flying can still be considered a bit glamorous or a bit luxurious.
Oh, really? So, but they said, what, 22 hours on the airplane?
Yeah, well, because the flight stops. So, for example, Singapore Airlines out of Vancouver, they make a stop in Seoul, or when they fly out of San Francisco or Los Angeles, they stop in Tokyo or Hong Kong. So there's always a stop. Planes cannot go there nonstop. So it's a combined flying time.
But they don't sit you on the plane. You sit there for 8 hours on the ground, no?
No. Well, the stop is around an hour and a half, 2 hours. You can disembark, but you're in a quarantine section because you're not going through customs and immigration in that country.
That's true, yeah.
So you can get off in the airport terminal.
Stretch your legs a little bit, yeah.
And sterile section. And recommended...
Sterile?
Yeah, it's called a sterile section, yes. If you don't stay... You'll be sterile if you stay there too long. but you can... always recommended when you're on board the aircraft. I do this as well, and you know this that I do this on a flight. Every half hour, every hour.
What particular activity are you referring to?
No, not the KLM flight from Amsterdam. No. you can walk, get up out of your seat and walk. Go to the washroom, walk them down the aisleway.
Yeah.
If you stay in your seat for 8 hours, some people just get on and they basically you fall asleep right away. Sleep for a couple of hours, but get up. You know, take your shoes off. Wear the little slipperette socks they give you.
Well, actually... Don't take your shoes off, Stephen.
No, I left my socks on, and then I put my little sockettes on. But
it's not like that guy in the BA flight who was actually taking the cheese out of his toes in front of you.
Yes, or some of the people who figure it's open bar. They figure it's open bar and figure, well, you know, we will drink Canada dry. And no, it's not drinking Canada dry. It's a 22-hour flight with open bar. No, that's not a good idea either.
Pour themselves out of the plane.
Well, because alcohol is not good for you because of the atmospheric conditions and the pressurization of the aircraft. Well, I'm telling some of the people who may think, you know, open bar is a great place. We paid $1,400 for our flight, 22 hours, and they make a quick calculation that they would spend more than that on drinks at a bar, so it's like it's a good value to fly. No, it's not good for your body, and you're going to feel very bad when you get off that aircraft. So even carbonated beverages, not great. So, you know, fruit juices and water are the best.
Are the order of the day when you're taking a flight like that. So who would have the most luxurious airplanes? I mean, we've seen the inside of some Air Canada jets, and while it's not too bad, I haven't seen the world's greatest luxury there, I think.
Well, I think when you're looking at where the luxury is in most carriers is in the business class and in the first class sections.
We should use that word loosely, luxury, on an airplane?
Yes. Well, there's only so much you can do based on the length and width of an aircraft and the constraints to get so many seats in to make it economically viable. Yeah. But... consistently, Singapore Airlines has received, you know, top one, number one, number two in rating of its in-flight service in all classes of service with regards to its routes. They had been one of these international partners of Delta Airlines, but they dropped that. Now they're over the next few months, they will be welcomed into the Star Alliance, which is Air Canada, Lufthansa, United. So there'll be more joint fares and more parallel scheduling for the connections Air Canada with Singapore Airlines over the months to come.
Well, that's interesting, Air Canada and connections. They can't even connect properly out of Toronto. But that's mostly the Pearson Airport.
Pearson Airport is the design. Pearson Airport is the design. I think, you know, our flight... the flight, you know, coming in from Kansas City was on time enough.
It was early, actually.
Yeah, we were on time.
And Air Canada did a good job. It was just the Pearson.
Airport is poorly designed because it has grown too fast to accommodate it, and you use what I call the ATCO trailer shed for a lot of those, trans-border flights, and so you lose time. You get off, and you've got to take the shuttle bus, and then the shuttle bus to the main terminal, and walk, and walk, and walk. You know, it would be one thing if the shuttle bus came in, and you immediately went up the escalator, and there was customs, but the gate for the buses is miles away from where customs, and then you walk to the furthest end of the domestic. So it is not a well-designed airport, and that is something the Metropolitan Toronto Airport Authority has to address.
Also the radar systems there. I mean, they only got one, and if it goes out, bye-bye all the flights.
There's no backups, and there's no alternate airports. Where are those other planes going?
We have four airports they can use in Montreal. I mean, four of them. We've got the Dorval, the Mirabel, we've got St. Hubert, and Bromont. It also is an alternate jet airport for Montreal.
Right, and I mean, when worst comes to worst, things can land in Burlington and Plattsburgh, and we've got Ottawa 2 hours away. Look at the number of airports within 2 hours of Montreal.
Well, for sure. I mean, so why in a city like Toronto have they not built a secondary airport that they can use for jet aircraft?
No, I mean, some planes will land at Hamilton, and Hamilton can accept some of them, but it just doesn't have the ancillary services. If something did get diverted there, boy, I mean, one DC-9, Hamilton. Hamilton would be swamped, there wouldn't be anybody there because there wouldn't be anybody there to meet it. There's a couple of U.S. Airways Express Beechcraft that go to Pittsburgh or something, connect Steeltown 1 to Steeltown 2, and I mean, that is it. I wonder, we're talking about Steeltown when we were in Des Moines, and we spoke Pittsburghese with Cynthia Fodor, but is there a website on how to speak Hamiltonian? I mean, or do we have to get Sheila Copps in here to teach us how to speak like a Hamiltonian? I don't know.
Well, I don't know if you want to learn how to speak by Sheila Copps, you'd be pretty aggressive.
But, that's something to ponder. Is there a way to speak when you're in a state?
I didn't notice any particular accent when I went to Hamilton, tell you the truth. It was, most people there are very friendly. It's unlike Toronto, to tell you the truth.
Oh, yeah, Pittsburgh is a friendly place, too. I think the working class background and the that whole... Hardworking, from immigrant stock, and the people there welcome people into their community. I think that's a good comparison between both Hamilton and Pittsburgh.
Well, I had no idea where anybody was from, but I do know that the neighbors around where my parents live, totally friendly. In fact, they have this one particular neighbor who's constantly bringing over leftovers from their barbecue and stuff like that. So the dogs, who are already big enough, are bigger.
Yes, they get to eat all those leftovers and all the
scraps.
And it's all
good food, too. These people make great food. So
no, they like to eat. I mean, that's something again the two steel towns have in common, because there were great restaurants, big, healthy, hefty portions that were served when I visited Pittsburgh. So Hamilton was the same.
It was really neat. We had that trip to Hampton Beach last week. We have the Linda Shepherd and her husband who've come back. They've enjoyed their trip. They were accommodated greatly by the Flagship Motor Court where they stayed.
Yep, Mike Roy and his family.
And thanks to Bob Hull once again for inviting them. And, Steve and I, we did our usual stuff. We did everything we had to do. We did our show. We went to Hodges.
I think we did everything in a day. I mean, we went to Hodges, the mega ice cream, great lobster roll. I ate my fried
clams. It was the sugar-free ice cream. I didn't blow my diet.
Sugar-free ice cream at Hodges. This is a place to recommend in Amesbury, Mass., north of Boston area. But, it's good to be back. I mean, we went to all these places, Des Moines and Hampton Beach, and two remotes back-to-back. It's the first time back here in 3 weeks, so...
Well, I'm telling you, it's good to be home, and I hope to be home for a little while now.
Yeah, a few more weeks before we head off anywhere again to do
a
remote.
But we do have Hawaii coming up.
Hawaii, end of October. That's something to look forward to before that Richmond, Virginia, and other places to go.
Well, once again, the hour has gone by really quickly, Stephen. Don't know where the time goes.
It just flies right by, and next week we'll be talking Smart Shopping Montreal, Sandra Phillips.
Sandra's coming back.
One of her regular appearances every 6 weeks or so. She's been down to Colonial Williamsburg, Virginia, which was a favorite place that my grandmother used to like to visit, and also Scott Johnson should be dropping by and making a connection between Vancouver and New Brunswick. He's going to be sharing a little bit about Penticton and the Okanagan Valley.
Well, as the song says, it's always great to come back home once again to Canada's greatest city, without a doubt, Montreal. Thank you for listening, everybody. Join us again next week. I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Stephen Pickford. Join us next Saturday, 11 to noon, right here on AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's interactive information station. Entre le cristal.